Good evening, America. This is episode 2 of the day. Let's talk a little bit about what happened in politics. Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, receives some damages to the cranium via hammer. Was it the hammer's fault? Was his head in the way? Or was it the guy that tried to bash his brains in fault? Whose fault is it? All right. Because next thing you know, they're going to use this as some sort of means to saying, oh, it's too dangerous out there. We need the police to have all resources in order to do their job to keep criminals like this off the streets. Ready? Here it comes. A flip narrative. Probably not, but that would be funny if it was. Anyways, but let's talk about this, okay? So you have a high elected official's husband who, by the way, does a lot of dealings in insider trading, whose stock market decisions are probably better than anyone, even to consider Warren Buffett and George Soros, who are like the number one stock market traders in the world. I mean, they have a record that is impeccable. And you have Paul Pelosi that is sweeping numbers above the two of them. All right. And if you don't know who Warren Buffett is and you don't know who George Soros is, you need to go do a little bit of homework. Okay. You shouldn't be listening to any of this if you don't know anything about them. All right. I don't have time to sit here and talk about them, but if you want to know, go research them and then come back and listen to the rest of this podcast. So you have Paul Pelosi stealing money, insider trading, right? Who's also the husband to Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, who's been doing nothing but destroying this country one little step at a time. It is no wonder to me that something like this happens when you're not thinking about the consequences of the actions in which you do while you are in a seat that literally has the power to dictate legislation. And not legislation itself, but to put the bills in front of the House, to put the bills in front of the Senate, to put the bills in front of Congress, and then to get them into legislation. She has the power to make some of these things happen. Now, obviously, she doesn't have the power to make them happen as they get introduced or as they get presented. But once they're in action, she could help swing votes. She's not the whip, but she could help swing votes. I mean, she's Speaker of the House. We're talking about a woman that is hated amongst the entire country right now, that is sitting in power in the United States government. I'm not trying to say that I advocate for violence, because I don't, but whenever you defund the police and you pull away resources and subsidies for law enforcement agencies, there's only so much that your little Secret Service police can do for you, or your UC, or your Washington DC, Metro cops can do for you. There's really only so much. And here's a fine representation of how that shit does not work. She allowed for this crime to happen. She supported and voted for bills that released prisoners from prison for absolutely no reason. And not your simple, easy drug charges or, theft. We're talking criminals that kill people, that murder, that take lives, that rape, that sodomize, that shoot police officers. These are the type of people that they released and put out, oh, on good behavior, we're going to go ahead and release, and we want to fix the judicial system. So our judicial reform is, let's just let everyone out of prison. Wrong. Wrong. That is not how that shit works. You release the people that have done next to no crime. And you flood the streets with these people that go right back out into the society because they don't know how to react. And they do the same damn thing over and over and over again. And eventually along the lines, you let one of these fucking idiots out, which I'm willing to bet if they ever find the person, unless this is all prop. If it's propaganda and we're being duped, then this is even worse than him being attacked. Because then you know for sure it's a setup for her to introduce some bill. And I'm willing to bet, and this is just my inside, this is my gut speaking to me, that there's going to be some sort of of bill introduced that's either going to be, and it's going to be one of the two, and they're going to be polar opposites. You're going to be like, wow, well, how can you say that, James? Well, just very simply as it is. When you are fighting tooth and nail for domination of politics by your with your party because you don't believe in working together at all, you will do anything and everything. Right now, I think the bigger ploy for... So anyways, let me talk about what I got to say. So it's either two things are going to happen. Either there's going to be a bill that's going to introduce that's going to talk about ramping up police and getting security out and making the country safe. I'm doing air quotes right now. You can't see me. But we got to make the country safer. So what are they going to do? We got to put more police on the streets and da-da-da-da-da and all this, that, and the other. Right? So they're going to try to undo what they did to get the votes. They're going to start doing that now because they think for whatever their broad idea is that they're going to go ahead and get our votes as well. It's not going to happen. And those they're trying to appease to the swing votes, the votes that you don't know are going to go left or right. The votes that are Democrat but aren't really feeling for the Democratic Party. So they're probably going to vote independent and you're going to lose the vote altogether. That's what I'm talking about. Swing votes or absolutely nothing happens and it's all out of pity to get votes. Or it's it's to get pity to get votes, to create fear, to create sorrow. I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. But in order for a politician to be attacked like that, and like I said, this is going to all be propaganda. This is going to all be lies. All of it could be lies. Okay? But if it's true, something either bad or very bad is going to occur from it. Whether it's a bill being introduced to ramp up security and safety on the streets, something to push for cameras, maybe some sort of surveillance, more cops on the street, more federal police instead of state police. I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen. It could be any of those. Or it could quite literally be for sorrow to get the votes for the things that they are supporting, and to get the votes for themselves and maybe herself. Who knows? I don't. But what I'd like to think is that this was just a freak accident, and that this was all by, you know, none of this was by design and none of it was staged, and it actually was something that occurred. I would like to believe that it was that. I'd rather believe it didn't happen at all, because I'm not advocating for crime. I'm not advocating for Paul Pelosi or Nancy Pelosi, as much as I dislike their everything about them, and they would be better off not in politics and much less in existence. It's not for me to judge or dictate who. I'm not God. I don't dictate who lives and who dies. It's not for me. I don't dictate who should or who should not make an attempt on someone's life. It's not me. Right? So I'm not okay with this. It's still sickening that somebody who, which, and by the way, where's your secret police? These people have cops and police and DC police and Secret Service around them all the time when they're out doing things, and when they're showing them off at rallies and stuff and functions and all the protests that occurred over the last couple of years. How did this even happen? How did Paul Pelosi, how does someone get within 10 feet of Paul Pelosi with a weapon? How did that even occur? And more importantly, even if that did happen, because I could see that it would be possible, how did the man get more than one swing on him? Is this another Jesse Smollett case? Is this fake? Are we being duped? Doesn't make sense to me. I get it. He's an older man. Anyone young can get on him and can probably handle him. But if they are always protected because they are members of government, high elected officials, allegedly, in permanent Washington, you would think they would have permanent security. 24/7. 365. Year in, year out. It's daunting to me. I don't understand how this occurs. Are we back in the phase where people don't care about the respect for the politicians? Regardless of what party you align with, these people are there to try and run this country. I'm not smart enough. I mean, I probably am, to be quite honest. I mean, everything was made difficult so it could be extremely hard and things can get lost in translation. It shouldn't be that difficult. I feel like that it all could be made very easy. But am I in their shoes? No. No, we need people to run this country. Whether they're running it the right way or the wrong way, it's still better than no way at all and it collapsing. Which is likely going to happen anyways. But at least it's just not collapsing immediately and all at once. If they're going to destroy the country, they're going to do it pretty slow. Well, slow to our eyes, but fast in their eyes. I mean, they say it takes 20 years to topple a country, so we'll see what happens. Bad news for Paul Pelosi. Bad news. Terrible news. My thoughts and prayers are out to those guys, or to him, excuse me, and to Nancy Pelosi. The both of them will fuck around and say those guys, and Nancy's going to get upset and try to shut my page down and shut my podcast down because I misgendered her. I didn't use my, sorry, Nancy, I didn't use my genders. My gender pronouns are fuck and you. So there you go. But regardless of the way I feel about her and how she is destroying this country, I still would never wish ill upon anyone. And anyone who listens to my podcast, I want you to understand that I would never wish ill upon anybody. At the end of the day, we are human beings and we're all animals and we all come from the same exact, molecular breakdown. We're all human. We all bleed red. We all have hearts. We all have brains. We all have lungs. We have eyes and ears. And we can talk and we can listen. And we're all, none of us are different. Doesn't matter about the color of our skin, the size of our eyes, the length of our hair. None of that matters. It all matters the fact that we are all one race, the human race. No one deserves something like this. And I hope Paul Pelosi does have a speedy recovery. All right? I really do. I tell you what, I hope that it, like, again, if this was a freak accident and it was just an attempt on him for whatever reason by somebody, here's a third possible option. You ready for this? Third possible option. The guy that attacks him is going to be MAGA. He's going to be MAGA. Oh my gosh, a MAGA Republican attacked Paul Pelosi. What are we going to do? That's what's going to happen. You know what? That's probably the more likely. That's what's really going to happen. That's what's really going to happen. I think option three is what happens. I think that's what it is. They're gonna call him. They're going to try and make up some bullshit previous history record. And, oh, we had him at this, that, and the other. At this rally, at that rally. They took pictures. I mean, don't be too naive. Some of these people that they had run in on the January 6th and staged the coup, all those motherfuckers that were in that building, they had them showing up to these Donald Trump events. All of Trump's big, massive speakings that he did, all of those speeches that he held, all the rallies, all the campaigning. Sorry, I'm driving at the same time, so I lost my train of thought. But all of that, they showed up to all of them. So they would take a photo so they could use photo evidence, them wearing a Trump hat, them wearing a Make America Great shirt, them wearing, you know, F the Democrats or some far-right stuff, which realistically most, and I know this for a fact because I'm one of them, most Trump supporters that believe in making America great again like it was 2 years ago before all this shit has been happening, we are in the middle right now. The majority of us, they are the independents. They are the swing votes that will vote Republican, will vote red when the time comes because they don't want this. They don't want it. Paul Pelosi, my thoughts and prayers are out to you. Nancy Pelosi, I hope your husband has a speedy recovery. As much as I don't like you, again, I won't wish ill upon anybody. I really hope that this isn't a staged event or some sort of propaganda or lies altogether. And I certainly hope they don't try to frame somebody who they had taken photos of at a bunch of Trump rallies and try to paint this man as some Make America Great Again Republican, a MAGA Republican that is out as a fascist, as a far right extremist, MAGA extremist, you know, whatever kind of weird shit that they say, they call it snowflakes and all kinds of shit. I hope they don't try to label it as that, because I can guarantee you, if that is what the move is, and they start labeling it as it being a Trump supporter, that's how you know it's a lie. That's how you know it's a lie. All right, America. I just need to get that thought out. Y'all have a good one. Enjoy your weekend. Good night.